Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm calling from AmeriHealth. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm just calling about a participant of mine who's been referred to you guys. I had gotten an email from Dina about
okay.
her.
Okay, and who is this patient?
Her name's Olivia McGoggy.
Yes. Okay. And is she interested in staying with us, or?
Yeah, so she, I guess someone, either her or somebody else had called referring to you guys, and then I got messages saying that you guys had somebody available, so I just wanted to see, like,
we do.
What
I just
you guys
haven't,
do have.
Yeah, I just haven't reached out to her yet, because she literally just became HR compliant today. So
okay.
it looks like she is staffed 7 to 5 daily. So I'm going to call her because I believe initially it was only supposed to be 5 to 10. I don't know why I said, no, 6:30 to 6:30. Oh, needs staffing daily from 5 to 10. So let me see if, oh, yes, and then for infusions every 3 weeks. I see that.
Yeah, so she actually needs 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day is her schedule, and then, like, the every 3 weeks it changes on
Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me speak, because initially we had gotten this caregiver when it was still just the 5 to 10 shift. So
okay.
Let me, I do have Reading. Let me see who I have available, and I will reach out to you as soon as every shift is filled, okay? What is it? It's
okay. And then
7 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, every day?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to talk to the one that we had her scheduled on already and see what her availability is like, if she can take on additional times. And
okay.
I will let you know, okay?
Okay. She does have one caregiver that may be interested in, like, coming along. I'm not sure if you guys would be able to onboard
her. Of course, yeah.
She said she'd probably be available for maybe, like, 25 to 30 hours a week. And she could do, like, some of the morning shifts maybe.
Yeah, I think that's why she was telling us the 5 to 10.
Because
it looks like she said that she has a caregiver there already during the day.
Mm-hmm. Not quite there yet. She worked with her in the past, and then they're just kind of reconnecting now.
Okay.
So she's looking to do, like, maybe, like, a 7 to 12 or 7 to 1 a few days a week.
All right. You don't happen to have her phone number, do you?
I do, actually.
Oh, beautiful.
Her name is Janet LaViena, and her phone number is 484-721-0036.
Okay. All righty. I'll give her a call. I'll get her the paperwork to complete her onboarding. Hopefully she has everything ready. And I'll work around her schedule to see when the other caregiver is available for her, and I'll fill in as needed, okay?
Okay. And then do you guys allow the caregivers to help with driving to, like, appointments?
We do not. If it's worked out between them, that's one thing, but it's not going to be part of the care plan, and we are not liable for anything, you know. So most caregivers will not, because they're not insured properly for it. But if it's a caregiver that's coming over with her and you know, they have a relationship, they may be able to work something out. But we wouldn't be able to provide gas money or anything either. So
All right. Sounds good. I'll let her know that. Thank you so much.
All right. But they would be able to help with scheduling, like, medical transport, and they'll be able to accompany her to the appointments.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. Just keep me updated.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's Stephanie.
Stephanie. All right, Stephanie. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.